From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The group that wants you to vote no on legalizing medical marijuana this November has produced a video and launched a website. And as WLRN reporter Rick Stone tells us, the website warns that Amendment 2 is much more permissive than most people realize.
According to the website at votenotwo.org, Amendment 2 would let criminal drug dealers into the medical marijuana business, allow children to get pot legally, and permit doctors to recommend marijuana for just about anything, and not just the debilitating conditions specified in the amendment's language. Trey Evers is the No on 2 spokesman.
Our message is that Amendment 2 has some fatal loopholes and flaws that really make it full-blown legalization of pot smoking in Florida.
Florida's Amendment 2 is, in fact, far more lenient than California's medical marijuana laws. On Amendment 2, the devil is in the details.
And that's the tagline of a 9-minute video that's reachable from the website. The No on 2 campaign is sponsored and supported by the Florida Sheriff's Association and by St. Petersburg developer Mel Sembler. At United for Care, the pro-medical marijuana organization, campaign manager Ben Palera says it's all propaganda and scare tactics.
They continue to use the same kind of half-truth distortions and lies that have been coming out of the opposition all along because they can't argue with us on the fact.
Palera says the state Supreme Court, when it reviewed the amendment for the ballot, accepted that it would allow the use of marijuana only for legitimate and serious medical conditions. And he said the legislation and rulemaking that will implement the amendment, if it passes, will close what No on 2 perceives as loopholes. The loophole claims and rebuttals are posted on the United for Care website. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
With Governor Rick Scott banking much of his re-election campaign on jobs and the economy, Florida's unemployment rate ticked down slightly in April. The jobless rate was 6.2% last month. That's down from 6.3% in March. Scott issued a statement Friday touting the new numbers, which he says included creating more than 33,000 private sector jobs. And Jesse Panuccio, who's director of the Department of Economic Opportunity, says the fact that there are more people in the workforce, well, that's good news.
You have to assume that over time, as people continue to see the private sector adding jobs, that those who may not have been hopeful about their prospects are getting hopeful again and coming back into the labor force.
Governor Scott's campaign focuses heavily on arguments that he's added jobs and improved the economy since taking office in January 2011. He also uses that message to attack Democratic frontrunner Charlie Crist, a former governor who was in office as Florida struggled through the national economic recession. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.